For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Literature distribution. Evangelism through the production and free distribution of quality gospel literature has been a part of the Apostolic Faith Organization since our beginning. The magazines and tracts produced by our organization have been a key component of many of our outreach methods, both in the United States and other parts of the world. Printed religious publications have led countless souls to the Savior, brought entire families into the church, and have been instrumental in establishing congregations around the world. For that reason, the literature aspect of our evangelistic efforts merits our careful attention, thought, and prayer as pastors. We have several responsibilities related to literature distribution. Order literature supplies. Supplies of the Apostolic Faith magazine, tracts, Sunday school curriculum materials, and other printed materials can be obtained through the district headquarters. As pastors, we will need to review our church's literature usage on a regular basis in order to make sure that adequate supplies are available to our congregations. However, production and postage are increasingly expensive, so we should be careful not to request more than we can use. Pastors of our churches in the United States are encouraged to establish a standing order with the headquarters distribution department for regularly printed publications such as the Apostolic Faith magazine and curriculum materials. We should update headquarters regarding changes in literature needs through the minister's page on our corporate website or by mail or phone. In areas outside of the United States, pastors should communicate their church's literature needs with their district headquarters. Maintain a tract rack. Free Apostolic Faith magazines, tracts, booklets, and invitational flyers should be made available to visitors. Many of our churches have a tract rack located near the entry that has been especially designed to hold an assortment of our publications. The literature display should be kept neat and well supplied, with current issues of the regular publications featured. Announce and promote new publications. As pastors, it is our responsibility to announce and promote new publications as they become available from headquarters. We will want to familiarize ourselves with each publication so we can point out some highlight and effectively stimulate interest in our congregations. You may wish to promote a tract of the week occasionally, but do not make this so much a part of the routine that people fail to respond. Encourage the church ushers or greeters to offer guests and congregation members the tract of the week or other publications that you have mentioned in the service. Encourage literature use. Part of our pastoral role is to encourage our congregations to use the literature in both their personal contacts and as a means of outreach in the community. Gospel teams who visit hospitals, care facilities, senior centers, prisons, or take part in other outreach ministries should be supplied with appropriate papers and tracts. When literature is used as a means of evangelizing in our local communities, each piece should include the local church's contact information. We want to challenge our congregation members to view our tracts and other publications as a key part of their efforts in personal evangelism. When they are prepared with an appropriate piece of gospel literature, God will give them many opportunities to share. A tract offers many advantages in reaching out to unbelievers. It can get into homes and stay there until it is read. It can be read many times over. It can target the recipient's personal questions or background. It serves as a reminder of spiritual needs, and its message is always clear and compelling. In order to make tract usage most successful, we should teach our people to do the following. Pray. We cannot win anyone to Christ, and neither can a tract. Only the Holy Spirit can do that, so we must have His anointing upon all our efforts. Approach in an appropriate way. People are more likely to accept gospel literature if we first make eye contact, smile, and initiate a conversation. Genuine friendliness opens many doors. use the right tracts. While a wide range of topics are available, tracts giving a personal testimony or those explaining the way of salvation are best for evangelism. We should use the tracts on deeper experiences and other doctrinal subjects only when we know the spiritual needs of the recipients. Make every opportunity count. It is a good idea to keep a selection of tracts or other publications with us and never overlook a God-given opportunity to share the good news of Christ. Support the publication ministry. Chaplains and distributors from around the world frequently request large quantities of these materials, and production and shipping costs are not a small expenditure. New areas of literature outreach are researched and moved into as the Lord leads. While those of us who live some distance from Portland cannot participate personally in the production process, we should do our best to support our organization's literature ministry financially and, most importantly, with our prayers. Counsel for ministers. In addition to making full use of printed gospel literature, we should familiarize ourselves with the church website at www.apostolicfaith.org and remind our congregations from time to time that our literature can be accessed online. Make certain that those in your congregation who distribute literature understand that they must not leave literature in people's mailboxes. In the United States, it is a federal offense to place materials in a mailbox without a fixed postage, and doing so could result in the church being fined.